Nearly 500 Wisconsin high schoolers were given a pop quiz in economics. Scott Niederjohn administered the quiz, which he says is non-scientific. It was done for the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. Niederjohn is an economics professor at Sheboygan's Lakeland College. He also directs the school's Center for Economic Education. Niederjohn says most kids don't know the meaning of gross domestic product or inflation, never mind things like supply and demand or what it means to be an entrepreneur.
It's hard to imagine how you can become a voter if you don't know what inflation is or what interest rates are, what gross domestic product is. In the end, an awful lot of issues that get debated in elections really are economic.
Late last year, when the legislature was still in the hands of Democrats, lawmakers passed a bill requiring school districts to educate students about labor unions and collective bargaining. Niederjohn believes that should be rescinded. He says those issues can be covered in history classes. Instead, he says students should have to take an economics and personal finance class before they can graduate.
Whether it means a course or if it means it's done throughout lots of courses throughout their time, I think I'm flexible on how it gets done, but I think we need some kind of high school economics or personal finance experience for all Wisconsin students.
As it stands, economics and personal finance issues fall into the hands of social studies teachers. Niederjohn says Wisconsin needs more teachers who are certified to teach money management. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.